Manny Pacheco, it is time to travel back to forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series I'd like you to own and read that shares America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. And Joe Lyons will take an audio tour on the backlot. The British equivalent to Michael Feinstein is conductor John Wilson and his BBC Orchestra. The arranger and musicologist specializes in music for the big screen as well as big band jazz. Wilson's interest in historical film scores has led to his restoring a number of classics, and he's currently reconstructing the orchestrations of all the major MGM musicals, especially those by Conrad Salinger. His orchestra has performed annually in the BBC Prom Summer Festival since 2009. For example, he rebuilt Nathan Van Cleve's original arrangement for Stepping Out With My Baby, a popular song written by Irving Berlin and introduced in the 1948 musical Easter Parade. It was sung by Fred Astaire as part of a dance number. I'm pleased to introduce the John Wilson Orchestra on Forgotten Hollywood.
If I seem to scintillate, it's because I've got a date. A date with a package of the good things that come with love. You don't have to ask me, I won't waste your time. But if you should ask me why I feel sublime, I'm stepping out with my baby. Can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. It's for sure not for maybe that I'm all dressed up tonight. Yeah, stepping out with my honey can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. There'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails. With a bright shine on my shoes and on my nails. Stepping out with my baby can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight.
Shoes and a money.
Manny Pacheco here, and today I'm sharing juicy renditions from Great Britain's John Wilson Orchestra. Welcome to Forgotten Hollywood. The movie musical had its heyday at MGM during the early 1950s as a directive by movie mogul Dorie Sherry, Louis B. Mayer's replacement. One of his productions would go on to win the Best Picture of 1951. Another teamed Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, and Grace Kelly to star in a musical remake of The Philadelphia Story. An American in Paris and High Society on Forgotten Hollywood.
I've heard among this clan, you are called the Forgotten Man.
Is that what they're saying? Well, did you ever? What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow. What a swell party this is. What friends. What frocks.
What broads.
What furs. What rocks.
They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither have I.
It's all just too exquis, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the brain. That's what I was going to say.
You know, you're a brilliant fella.
Thank you.
Drink up, chap. Oh, please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
Kids got guts.
Having a nice time? Grab a line.
Have you heard that Mimsy Starr?
What now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
It's great.
It's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
This wonderland. La da 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 da. La da 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 da.
We sing.
We sing.
So rare.
Too rare.
like old camembert, like ba-ba-rum.
Don't take that kind of crooning, chum.
You must be one of the newer fellas.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party.
I drink to your health.
Nah, let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty fraternity. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party. Swell again, elegant party. This is
Seth MacFarlane and Curtis Stigers performing the parts made famous by Sinatra and Crosby.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you.
Manny Pacheco here on Forgotten Hollywood. England's fine conductor John Wilson is our focus. One of his great arrangements came from the work of Angela Morley, famous for her early work of Canadian light music composer Robert Farnon. Well known for having a sex change to become a woman, Morley won 2 Emmy Awards for Outstanding Achievement in Music Direction in 1988 and 1990, both for television specials starring Julie Andrews. Morley also received Emmy nominations for composing music for Dynasty and Dallas. She was twice nominated for an Academy Award for Original Song Score for The Little Prince, a nomination shared with Alan J. Lerner, Frederick Lowe, and Douglas Gamely, and for The Slipper and the Rose, which Morley shared with the Sherman Brothers of Disney fame. And speaking of Lerner and Lowe, their great life achievement was the score of My Fair Lady. Meanwhile, John Wilson collaborated with actor Kevin Spacey on the biopic about Bobby Darin called Beyond the Sea. The results were utterly captivating, as we note on Forgotten Hollywood.
Oh, the shark, baby, has such teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old McAheath, babe. And he keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows stop to spread. But fancy gloves, though, where's old McAheath, babe? So there's never a trace of red. I let them things swing on a sidewalk Sunday morning. Lies a body just oozing life. Yeek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Tell me, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Well, cement bags just a hanging on down. Oh, that cement is there strictly for the weight, dear. Five'll get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Yeah, here by Louis Miller, he done disappeared, dear. After drawing out, feels good, all his hard-earned cash. And now McAheath spends just like a shaver. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Come on, come on. Demi Diver, ho, 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 Suki Tawdry. Hello, Miss Lottie Lenya. Good evening, Lucy Brown. Over line forms way on the right, babe. And now that Mackie's back in old L.A. town. I said, Jenny Diver, look out, Suki Tawdry. Stay back, Lottie Lenya. Move it over, Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms way on the right, babe. And now that Mackie's back in town.
When we return, MGM's celebration of the American movie musical showcased by the John Wilson Orchestra. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Maine, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. One of the signature arrangements created by the John Wilson Orchestra came from a brainchild of Dori Sherry. MGM's 30th anniversary was a jubilee in CinemaScope, a 1954 two-reeler that celebrated the 10 greatest compositions of the studio era. The medley was Sherry's unabashed attempt to capture the early glory of Metro. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
I'm Joe Lyons. Welcome to this week's visit to On the Back Lot. You know I love watching movies. Sometimes even ones I don't like The English Patient. But my wife hates any movie with worms. Or worse, snakes. Yes, that means that she has never watched an Indiana Jones movie. Even though he hates snakes as much as she does, but there are other movies that she will walk out of the room to avoid. Do you remember Tremors with Kevin Bacon? Had these big snakes that lived under the desert? Actually, were a series of three or four Tremors films, but when they show up on the Sci-Fi Channel, I lose the wife. And Sci-Fi has more to offend her. They love to show the Anaconda movies, everything from the first one with John Voight to the last one with David Hasselhoff. It's not the actors that get to her, it's the big computer-generated Anaconda. Sci-Fi also loves to show us their series of boa constrictor films, including Boa vs. Python, and other such Frankenfish movies like Mega Python vs. Gatoroid. Oh, she will watch the Monty Python movies, and strangely, she looks forward to the next Sharknado movie. But I digress. David Lynch gave us some giant sand snakes in the first version of Dune. No version of Dune gets watched in our living room. Another such banned film includes Slither, and one called Sss, with A-Team's Dirk Benedict. Sss, you should know, is similar to The Island of Dr. Moreau. Squirm is a worm movie so bad it was aired on Mystery Science Theater. Sometimes even the title gets the movie banned, like How to Eat Fried Worms. My wife even hates it when Danny Kaye sings the Inchworm song from Hans Christian Andersen. And yes, the snakes of the voodoo priest turned ballplayer in Major League creeped her out. Let me be fair here. My wife loves horror movies, from the Universal classics like Frankenstein and Dracula, to the 70s teen flicks like Halloween and Friday the 13th. What she does not like is the contemporary gore and slasher film. She doesn't even like to watch a scene where the kid puts a worm on a hook to go fishing. But she will watch a fly fishing movie like A River Runs Through It. I don't think I ever even need to tell you what happens when Snakes on a Plane airs on TV. Although she does think it's funny when she hears Samuel L. Jackson announce that it is time to get those snakes off of that plane. So, Manny and Steve, when it rains in Hollywood, be sure to watch your step. There may be earthworms slithering across the backlot.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for this essay we know as On the Backlot. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you have conducted a superb presentation this afternoon. Now, back away from the baton and no one will get hurt. Let me leave you with another medley from Singin' in the Rain that originally featured Gene Kelly and Sid Charisse. Again at the podium is the incomparable John Wilson with his orchestra. Years after being educated at the Royal College of Music, Wilson is now a member of the staff and fellow who conducts and performs to students and members of the public within the conservatory. He was recently appointed a patron of the British Art Music Series. John Wilson is an authentic credit to the British Empire. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Don't bring a frown to old Broadway. You got a clown on Broadway. Your troubles there, they're out of style. For Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights, they flicker there. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on that great white way. That's the Broadway melody. Thank you.
Broadway rhythm, it's got me. Everybody dance. Broadway rhythm, it's got me. Everybody dance. Out on the gay white way, in each merry cafe, orchestras play, taking your breath away with the Broadway rhythm, it's got me. Everybody sing and dance. Oh, that Broadway rhythm. Like dancing down the street. Ooh, that Broadway rhythm, writhing, beating rhythm.
Gotta dance.
Gotta dance.